The origins of humans have been traced to Africa, and now so have the origins of tuberculosis. New research shows the evolutionary trees of both humans and TB have grown side by side. TB bacteria originated in Africa at least 70,000 years ago. That's the finding of a team of researchers led by Professor Sebastian Gagneau of the Swiss Tropical and Public Health Institute. But why study the history of TB?
At the end of the day, it's a certain kind of historic question, and there has been long discussions about where TB came from originally. And that's on the one hand. On the other hand, the idea is that by learning from the past and how infectious disease evolves over time, this potentially could give us some clue about the future of the TB epidemic.
To trace the origins of TB, researchers relied on genetic material, which is relatively easy to come by.
The trick is to use the genomic information that we can get from bacteria living today. That's an approach which has been used for all kinds of other organisms, including humans themselves. So we actually are learning a lot from what people are doing with human genetics.
Gagneau says the evolutionary trees of humans and TB probably did more than just grow side by side.
I think that's a nice way to put it. Maybe you can even say one inside the other. Imagine where TB bacteria live, which is actually inside of human bodies. Yes, side by side, or one inside the other.
Humans have bacteria on them and in them all the time. In fact, they help keep us alive. Researchers are trying to determine if tuberculosis bacteria were always harmful to humans.
That's also something we're trying to address in this work, because there's this tracking feature in tuberculosis, which is this phenomena called latency, so-called latent infection, meaning that people can carry these bacteria, so they're actually infected without having any symptoms of disease. This latency period can last for several decades. Most of the people who are actually carrying these bacteria will actually never develop so-called active tuberculosis.
Studies are trying to determine why only 5 to 10% of the estimated 2 billion people infected with the bacteria actually come down with active tuberculosis. Another question is whether the bacteria were at one time beneficial to humans.
Obviously, there seems to be something special about these 5 to 10% of people who are coming down. Maybe that's just bad luck. We know there are obvious very strong risk factors such as HIV co-infections or malnutrition, but diabetes also is a factor which can increase your risk of developing active tuberculosis once you have been infected. But again, this idea that maybe carrying these bacteria in this latent form could potentially be beneficial because it might protect against other diseases. Again, that's a very provocative hypothesis, which we, however, cannot completely neglect.
Gagneau says TB left Africa when humans did, about 65,000 to 70,000 years ago. Then, about 10,000 years ago, came the Neolithic demographic transition. It's the time when people started to develop agriculture and domesticate animals. But it was also the time when diseases jumped from domesticated animals to humans for the first time. Gagneau says for many years, it was assumed that TB took the same path, from animals to humans. However, research shows that TB in humans predates the domestication of animals. It's particularly adapted to live inside humans and cannot really survive on its own in the environment. There was another important development during the Neolithic demographic transition. Humans started to form settlements that were densely populated. It's an ideal situation for the spread of tuberculosis through the air from human to human.
Because of these changes in these human behaviors and numbers, potentially TB might have become more virulent in the sense of causing disease maybe more quickly or maybe a more deadly disease. It's true that TB is very deadly nowadays. So if you don't treat, it kills up to 50% of people who actually have active tuberculosis.
He says before settlements, in the hunter-gatherer days, perhaps TB was not as deadly.
Overly deadly would be a bad strategy for any pathogen because you might just kill off all susceptible hosts and you might end up with nobody else to infect. And so only once through this Neolithic transition, when more and more people were actually living close by, TB maybe evolved in a way to be able to become more virulent and take advantage, if you will, of this increasing number of susceptible people to infect.
After humans left Africa, they started to change in appearance as they adapted to their new geographical locations. TB also evolved, and now there are many different strains of bacteria that cause the disease. The strain found in South Africa differs from that found in China, for example. Africa, though, still has the greatest diversity of TB strains. Researchers hope that knowing the evolutionary history of TB will help in the development of new drug treatments and vaccines. Currently, the number of drug-resistant TB cases is growing. The knowledge may also help predict future patterns of the disease. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.